Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my mother, Gwen Ballinger. Say hello, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
This episode of All Things Internet is me trying not to scream as I podcast. I kept thinking these mics were wrong, I was doing something wrong, because I was always so much louder than my mother. And then I sat and I realized I'm just screaming the whole time, and my mother is speaking like a normal person. So maybe if I spoke like a normal person as well, the volume wouldn't be so weird.
But then it wouldn't be you.
That's true. So I'm gonna, yeah.
Just do you.
You speak louder. I'll speak.
Okay.
Not lower voice. Louder.
Okay, got it.
Then we'll try and balance each other out.
Okay.
You know I'm gonna forget about this in 4 seconds. Anyway, oh, my dog. We decided to try and have my dog inside this podcast instead of outside, but now he's begging to get outside. Last time he was begging to get inside. Yeah, he's fine. All right. So my mom is back with me. Last week, my sister did the podcast with me. We talked about her going to the Kids' Choice Awards. Oh, my dog. We talked about my sister going to the Kids' Choice Awards. She didn't actually end up getting to go, but she sent my nephew Parker in her place, which was adorable.
Absolutely.
He crushed it.
He
was the best person to ever walk an orange carpet in the lifetime of existence. Blaze, you would have done just as well, I promise. All right, so, first thing in the news today. Mom.
Yes?
Did you hear that the LA Rams hired their first male cheerleaders?
No, I did not. That is wonderful.
They hired 2 male cheerleaders. That's the first time the Rams have ever done that.
Really?
And I have to say, good job.
Kudos to them.
Kudos. I am proud to be a fan of that team.
Is that still a word? Kudos?
Yeah, I've heard it.
It's a candy bar, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
All right, next thing. Mom, okay, we'll do this. What do you think a finsta is?
A finsta?
A finsta.
See that a finsta over there? And we need a gate on it.
It's not a fence.
Oh, you said fence. Finsta.
Finsta. It is a fake Instagram.
What?
It's a mixture of this. It's not really fake. Okay. So you know have you ever noticed that people's Instagrams usually look really pretty?
Yes.
There's the themes. I've talked about these before. The
yeah.
themes. Okay? People take pictures and they can't post them because it doesn't fit with their themes. So they're making second Instagram accounts. They're
no
fake
way.
Instas versus their real Instas. So they're Finstas. And posting
Finstas.
Whatever pictures they want with no theme, no special lighting. It's just pictures.
So just being normal people.
Just being normal people.
Okay.
Me, my real Instagram is my fake Instagram where I don't have a theme and I just post whatever.
I do the same.
But I understand it. I've known a couple YouTubers who have done it. I know like Ricky Dillon's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Liza started doing it, but then she ended up just making a theme out of her second one. So I feel so sad that people, their Instagram accounts can't be their truth selves.
Okay. Well, maybe it's like a business account, and then, you know.
But,
you
like, these are just normal, like, normal people, not, like, YouTubers. I understand YouTubers doing it. But, like, just normal people.
Huh.
Just having to, because they have one that they show people that's really beautiful, and it's, like, kind of like their fake life, like, what they wish their life would be, like all these pictures of things, making their lives look cooler than it actually is. And then their real Instagram, that I'm pretty sure they just show their best friends and like their parents or whatever.
They're chickens,
yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I understand people who do social media having to.
Yes.
But it's so sad that our social media life has to be so perfect that we have to have a fake one in order to show our true selves.
I agree.
Blaze, are you upset about it too?
He's very upset.
He's very upset about it. Handsome, you can go outside the other way. All right. Someone wanted me to talk about how YouTube is being annoying. Blaze is upset about this as well. Handsome, do you need a microphone? So you can talk throughout this whole thing too. So, YouTube is being annoying in multiple different ways. But one is that people's videos aren't showing up in their subscription boxes.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Joey has been the biggest advocate for this that I've seen, anyway. I know Patrick Starr is doing this too. People are actually taking down their videos and posting them on a later date when YouTube's more mellowed out.
Mm-hmm.
Because YouTube is genuinely just not showing people's videos, and it's really right. upsetting because we make videos, we try and post them. My dog.
He wins.
He gets to go outside. Now he's going to go whine at the other gate to play with the other dog. Is.
There we go.
Let's see if I can edit a podcast.
I don't know. Oh, no. If it's real life, then that would be a fake podcast.
It would be.
Let's keep it real, Rachel.
You can hear a motor in the background, yes. too. There's a gardener.
Dogs whining. Birds singing.
You know.
We just need the chickens clucking.
Then it is our true life.
This is it.
I don't do fakes. So I do reels. I don't have a Finsta. I have real stuff.
And real stuff happens. That's a new word.
Real stuff happens. Absolutely. Anyway. So yeah, YouTube's being a butt. Videos aren't showing up in people's subscriptions. You're not getting notified that a video is posted until like hours or days later. And my sister-in-law, Jessica, researches a lot. She looks at numbers and stuff.
She's very smart.
And she's noticed that older videos are getting pushed more than newer videos.
Really?
Yeah. So for some reason, YouTube's hiding new videos, and we can't figure out why. We don't know why. But the most frustrating part, Joey mentioned this, is that YouTube won't admit it. Like, my mom's smiling at me because another gardener just started revving up an engine. Anyway, YouTube isn't admitting it to it. They're just like, clearly there's something wrong with their system, whether they're meaning to or not.
Right.
But they did admit to the fact, I think they're meaning to, because they did admit to the fact that when people, you know how there's Spotify and Pandora?
Yes.
Some people treat YouTube like that, where they just put in a music artist and they have a playlist of music and they just listen to music on that. They've admitted to the fact that they're going to start playing more ads on that force people to get YouTube Red. So there's no ads.
Oh, no, you have to pay for that.
Yeah, so YouTube is doing things that are mean and rude, and they're admitting to those, but they won't admit to this one, and it is just frustrating.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, really. I don't think so. Unless you guys have a plan, like to tell me, I'm just going to keep posting my videos and hope that they show up in people's boxes.
Well, have you guys as the creators spoken
don't care.
With YouTube?
There have been people high up I know...
I say to you, just go straight to the source.
I know people who are who have millions and millions and millions of subscribers who has talked to them and they're like, meh.
Wow.
Like,
that's professional.
Meh. Yeah. So.
Wish they could see the face you just made.
This is the part of this job that is annoying is because your whole job, you're working, you are your own boss.
Yeah.
You do everything. Everything relies on your shoulders. And when you do it all right. And then the platform fails you, that's when it's frustrating, because you're so used to control,
right?
You know, you fail, it's your fault, you succeed, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're trying to succeed, and they fail us, that's
sad.
It's sad. It's sad. And there's no
Find
one
I another platform.
There's no one I can fire, there's no one
true.
I can...
But you can voice your opinion.
Yeah, I can voice my opinion.
And people can say things and write in and...
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Did you see what the youth just did?
The youth is amazing at the moment. So
that's right.
I'm no longer a youth, so I'm going to put this on the youth's hands.
You're a youth to me.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I mean, we could voice up, but, I mean, it's up
nicely.
To YouTube. Nicely. Always nicely.
Always
peaceful
nicely.
Is always the best. And then Abby also said in the YouTube being annoying section, it's not really YouTube, but she said when commenters get mad, when a video is slightly similar to someone else's. Have you noticed this?
Yes, I have.
When someone, I've said it a million times, say it a million more. YouTube, in my, when I started, which was a while ago now, and when Colleen started, we're from the era where there's trends. So someone starts something, everyone else does it. This is kind of the same thing. And that's kind of the thing YouTube will always be.
Well, that's how society is.
Yeah, exactly. It's a trend.
Right.
Someone wears something, someone else likes it.
Everyone has to wear it.
Everyone wears
it.
Yeah, it's just what it is. That will always be. So when someone makes a video that is really good and really amazing, people are going to want to do something like that. Whether they give credit or not, I think you should always give credit. But
if you're aware,
because it could just be you watch someone's video so much that you start accidentally editing like them, or you start kind of doing their kind of video.
You like what you saw.
You like what you saw.
Yeah.
So things happen. It happens.
Yes.
When people get so mad at it, I don't understand. It's okay if you created a tag being like this tag, toenails in your nose tag.
Ew.
Yeah, that's really gross. But if you started that tag and then someone else made a video the exact same way and then they said they created it, but they clearly stole it from you, then people could be like, hey, well, I mean, come on. But to do something similar or even just...
That's fine.
I think people are just...
They just need to simmer down.
They just need to
simmer down.
Simmer down,
I said
people.
That too softly. Simmer down.
Simmer down. I don't know. It just goes with it. I don't think anyone ever needs to be yelled at.
No.
Ever. It just... I mean...
You can think in your head, oh, so-and-so did that too.
Yeah. Or also, two people could come up with the same idea.
You know, that
without
happens.
Ever... I know I've posted... I filmed, edited, and was the next day I'm going to post a video. And the day before I was about to post it, Liza posted the same exact video. And I had made mine before she had posted hers.
Yes.
But it was okay. And people were telling me, because I posted it after her, that I copied her. And I didn't get mad. And I was like, hey, great minds think alike.
Exactly. You know, I could make chocolate chip cookies today, and Colleen could make them at her house, and we'd never know. And hello, we didn't copy each other. We both made... chocolate chip cookies.
It's just the world. People could come up with the same idea without knowing it.
Maybe the world needs to eat more chocolate chip
cookies. I think that's the answer. Could you make me vegan ones?
Yes, I will.
All right, thank you. All right, next topic in the news. Hey, did you hear that Pokemon Go is trying to get another comeback, a little boost?
I have not played them in a long time.
Yes, so same with the rest of the world.
Wow.
Pokemon Go was huge when it first came out. I don't know why it was so huge.
I was late to the game.
You were very late to the game.
Very late.
You were very late.
But I got bored pretty quickly.
Yes, you play it for about a week, maybe two.
Okay, maybe a couple months.
Max three. Okay, you went a little long.
But I haven't played it for a long time.
But there are loyal people that are still playing it.
My
hardcore.
Best friend does.
Really?
Kelly plays it. Yes.
Still?
Yes.
All right.
Gives
anyway,
something to do.
So they're doing an update for those loyal players, also probably trying to get people to come back to it. You know, they're just trying to get back in the news. But they're going to start doing, you can start trading people, your Pokemons.
Oh.
And you can start battling people in combat. So those are the two features coming out. Are you re-downloading it right now?
My mom
is opening up her Pokemon Go app. You still have it?
Oh, wait. No, I do. It's right there. That little circly thing.
Yeah. That's Pokemon.
Oh, and it had an update?
Yeah.
Girl, this might be the thing to do now.
Oh, God. I did not mean to get you back into that. My mom has cleaned out her whole house. It's like... she's getting ready for life, and now she's going to suck back into Pokemon Go.
Oh, it is different. I don't know if I'm liking this.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't know. Okay, I'll do it
You'll
later.
Do that after the podcast.
I will. I'm turning it off.
Don't catch anything in the middle of this.
Sidetracked.
Yeah, that was huge when it first came out.
It was, and I couldn't understand the allure, and then my friend showed it to me years later.
Yeah, years.
It was years. And we would go collect them together.
Yeah, I played it for like a week, and I think that was it. All right, next topic. I saw this on Twitter. A man's beer belly turned out to be a 30-pound tumor.
Oh, wow.
He went to the doctor.
Okay?
Yeah, he's good now.
Oh, good.
He said he had the C-section to the largest toddler. Yes, clearly has good spirits about it. But he went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you need to lose weight. So he started losing weight, but his belly wouldn't shrink.
He
went and got a CAT scan, and they're like, well, that's a tumor. So I have to say, the first doctor...
yes.
Needs to figure his life out.
Wow.
If he couldn't catch a 30-pound tumor.
I wonder how much different that looks than just being a little overweight.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I'd have to think it's a little different.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would think so.
I don't know. Maybe I don't feel know. Different, but I guess who goes around just feeling tummies for True. No reason?
True. They don't check your tummy the first time unless you say you have a problem with it.
Yeah.
You're not going to push and poke.
Yeah, true. So now that should be just a regular thing. Just push and poke. Make sure the tummy is not a tumor.
True.
All right. Last thing. There's a new SpongeBob meme.
It's not the Chum Bucket, is it?
It's not the Chum Bucket. Chum Bucket's done. Man. Chum Bucket's done. Done.
SpongeBob is really in the news.
People have realized SpongeBob is actually a cartoon for adults.
It is funny.
It is funny. So I think people are now realizing they should rewatch it. The new meme is SpongeBob naked, panting against a wall.
Okay, maybe we should not.
Well, it doesn't show anything. He's a sponge. There's no added bits or holes cut. So he's just leaning against a wall. There's an airplane now above our head.
It's a bomber. So they're putting the fire out that is on Santa Cruz Island, which is where my baby eagles are. But it's okay. The firemen stopped it from getting to the eagles.
Or is the fire contained?
No.
Oh.
But they got a breaker line before the eagle's nest, so we're good. On explore.org.
Blaze came back in. How you doing, handsome?
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored ever. But hey, if you wanna, go for it. All right. Anyway, this new SpongeBob meme, I haven't seen too much about it. It's just, he's against a wall panting, like he just ran a bunch.
Okay.
But he's naked for some reason. I don't think I've ever seen SpongeBob naked. So it was a little jarring for me.
You know, do they still make SpongeBob, or is it repeats every once in a while?
It's repeats now.
Okay. I think they stopped. So it's no longer in syndication or whatever it's called.
I think they just had their last season, or they're on the last season.
I'm going to have to watch SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's good.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
It's been on for a really long time.
When I'm done with the garage.
When you're done with the garage. My mom still has some cleaning to do. Blaze is about to eat a svelte sign.
Hey, that's Easter, mister.
Okay. Hey, that's my backpack. You have a bone in the other room, sir. All right. Okay, Mom. We're going to play. It's time. We're done with the news, unless you have anything that you would like to add. If not, we're going to skip over to the game section of this.
Let's play a game.
You don't have anything else to add to news?
No, I talked about my eagles in the fire.
All right.
And the only other news is I said it last time. Tangerines.
Pixie Tangerines. Do you have any more?
Yes, I do. I have some for you.
Okay, because I ate all mine in like one day.
Of course.
Okay, thanks. All right, so This next game is going to be, how well do you know me? And I will give you $1 for every answer you get right.
All right.
First, how old was I when I had my first kiss?
You were the age of the age that you were.
Okay.
Wait, let me guess. You were 16.
Yeah! There you go. All right.
But you didn't tell me.
No, I told you I had a boyfriend.
Well, which one was it?
The first one.
Initial? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't have any secret.
I remember that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
This was weird. I got weird all of a sudden, guys.
When was my first kiss? Oh, wait. Am I supposed to ask you?
You can ask the same thing.
Rachel,
sure.
When was my first kiss?
14.
No.
15?
Well, what kind of kiss are we talking about? Like a real kiss?
I don't know. My real kiss was my first kiss. It was a kiss.
Okay, second grade.
Okay, no, that doesn't count.
Oh, it was in the schoolyard in the little tunnel pipe thing.
It was a peck?
Well, yeah.
Okay, what was your real, real one? Not like when two parents make their kids kiss for a picture.
No, it's not that. Okay, fifth grade.
Fifth grade? How old are you in fifth grade? Mom!
10!
You little.
No. The real first kiss? I don't remember.
Oh, good. Glad we played this game. Wow, my mom can't. She's just so many men.
I'm thinking, was it Tim? I don't know. I think so.
I don't know.
Gosh, that.
I wasn't there.
Very lonely in high school, so it was probably Tim.
Okay.
Senior year.
Senior year?
17.
That, yeah.
If you're talking a real meaningful kiss, that would be senior year.
All right. I'll accept it. Okay, I'll accept it. I didn't even write down these. I'm just coming up with them on the top of my head. Mm. What size shoe do I wear?
10.
Dang it!
What size shoe do I wear?
8.5.
No,
eight.
9.
9?
My feet grew.
Your feet
grew? Your nose, your ears, and your feet keep growing, apparently.
No, your feet don't. It's just your nose and your ears.
Okay, well, tell my feet that. Because
I have a complaint.
They don't fit in 8.5s anymore.
Really? Because you and Colleen were the same size.
No, she's got a smaller foot than me.
Wow, Mom. Yeah. Are you sure your toenails just aren't really long and you need to cut them?
No.
Because sometimes it happens to me.
No. It is... No.
They're no, cut. Just very sure. It's no. Guys, it is a 9 now.
Devin and nine.
Oh, all right. Let's. How many times did I get detention?
Never.
Nope. I had it once.
Oh, Rachel, did I know?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You tried to get me out of it. Oh.
Well, because that would mean you have did something that you earned detention for, and I can't imagine you doing
it. I left school 10 minutes early.
I probably told you to come home.
No, it was because I found out that my boyfriend liked another girl, so I went to his house to confront him because he didn't have a last period.
That was important.
Yeah, exactly.
Get detention for that.
I was crying in class. I had to leave.
Oh, I remember this. Mm-hmm. I remember this now. Yeah, I did try to get you out of that. I remember the situation.
Yeah, I got lunch detention instead of after school detention, so it wasn't as bad. But
well, you just suck it up and
still,
do it, and you're done.
Still had it on my record. Yep, you just do it. And guess what? It did not affect the rest of my life. I always thought if I got detention, I wouldn't get into college. It'd be on my record forever. Nothing has come of that. It's been fine.
Right.
So, how many times did you get detention, Mom?
Zero.
Really?
I was a goody-two-shoes. Even though I kissed a boy when I was 7 years old.
Because when you kiss a boy, you're no longer a goody-two-shoes. Just in case you knew.
No, I loved school. I loved learning and school. I was a little nerd.
All right. Wait, nerds are in.
Heck yeah.
What defines a nerd?
Right?
Right?
Right.
You just liked school and liked following the rules.
I did.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, and I feel like when people say nerd, it correlates to bad.
I don't mean it's a bad thing.
I don't think you mean to, but I'm just saying for the world to know, it's okay to follow the rules and like school.
Yeah, you tell them.
Yes!
You got a platform now. You tell them.
I have a microphone in my face. All right. How many questions do we do? We've done three. You've gotten $2 so far.
Yes!
What can you buy with $2? You can buy something at Taco Bell. What is my... I don't have anything.
Middle name?
Nope. Okay. You know that one. You gave that to me. That's cheating if I asked you that.
Okay. Rachel.
Yeah.
I'll have one for you. What did I have for dinner last night?
I know you had Taco Bell for lunch today. How about, this isn't me knowing you. This is just a guess.
Well.
Well, you had chili.
No. Oh, I had In-N-Out.
Oh, come on!
And we were the last people served because I think something happened to their water or something and they closed their restaurant down at 7.
What?
And they had to turn all these people away. I felt so sorry for the people and for In-N-Out because they're out of a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
But we were the last ones served.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know, but it was delicious.
Knowing you were the last people served.
And I bet you had something vegan.
Me? I don't even remember what I ate for dinner last night.
Well, it was something vegan, so I'm right. It's another dollar bill.
What was it? Mom, I'm drawing a blank on what I ate for dinner last night. Matt said, then we ate, and then I was Chipotle.
Chipotle. Vegan.
Yes, it was vegan.
See, I was right.
You can't I bet you had food last night. That's not how this works.
I narrowed it down.
Vegan. Vegan. I could have narrowed yours down to unhealthy.
It was healthy. They used fresh ingredients.
That isn't, what? Okay, this is a conversation for another time. Did you ever see, who was it? The guy who was in School of Rock. That dude.
Oh, Jack Black?
Yeah. He said Big Mac is healthy because it has everything you need. It has lettuce, tomato, pickle, meat. It's just, yes, the ingredients seem healthy on paper.
That's like but Dad when you break saying it down, Skittles or Lifesavers covers your fruit for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Fruit flavored.
It doesn't mean it's good for you just because there's a lettuce in it. Come on. I learned today, guys, that bread apparently breaks down the same as sugar and can give you just as many cavities. I lied to my dentist and said I didn't eat a lot of pizza. All right, Mom, last question. Last question. How many bones have I broken?
Zero.
Correct. Christopher is your only child that has broken a bone.
Yes.
All right. So I owe you $3.
Well, Jessica broke bones.
That's true.
She's
so
my kid
that
too.
Just that family breaks bones.
Yeah.
Jake
and
broke.
Jacob.
So just that family. Everyone else. You'd
Colleen's broken a toe.
I don't count toes. Unless they're...
Toes are bones. There's bones and toes. They count.
What toe did she break? When did she break a toe? She just ran into
my mom's
hand motion. Just
let's show you how it happened.
She did a little like pinchy crab pincher, and then
that's
made a
her
U.
And another person, John's friend, walked around the corner, and his shoe hit her toe, and
so then she just hit feet with people.
Yeah, a shoe to a foot, and
well, that's no good.
No,
you know, I used to always be barefoot, and recently I've always been wearing shoes. Like I never take my shoes off.
It's colder.
Yes, and my toes never get hurt.
No, they don't with shoes.
They
I've
don't.
I've learned to always wear shoes around Blaze.
Yes, that is probably why
yes.
I always wear shoes now, because he will get your foot.
Yes.
Just a simple step.
Yes.
He weighs 75 pounds.
All muscle.
Oh my God, that guy is big. All right, so let's go on over to the Q&A section.
Okay.
Okay, unless you have any games you'd like to play, we could attempt to...
Oh,
Blaze had
bark.
A game. Oh, goodness.
Oh, he is on the camera pretty much.
Was he looking out the front window?
Yeah, that was cute. I wish everyone could see that.
He's a watchdog. He'll bark and then lick you when you come in. I mean, don't ever enter our house. Ah, you vicious.
I have a new term.
What's a new term?
You know the term where you say, oh, sipping the tea, bring your teacup.
What?
Or, you know when you're going to talk to somebody?
Oh, yeah. What's
you
know, the tea?
What's the tea? Yeah, that's the term I was looking for.
She is fake sipping an invisible teacup at the moment and holding the saucer under the teacup, just so you know.
So when you tell somebody, you know, oh, I got the tea, or oh, I'll bring my cup, or whatever, mm-hmm. you can say, I'll bring my sippy cup, or you can say, bring your sippy cup. Do you know why?
So it won't spill?
Because the person can't spill any of it. Means it's a secret. It's quiet. Don't tell anybody.
But then that means that it can't be spilled. You can't tell them a secret if there's a sippy cup on
them.
It.
No, then they capture it in the cup.
So they have to bring their sippy
yes.
cup to your tea party.
Exactly.
So you'll spill your tea in their sippy cup, and then they have to put a lid on it.
Absolutely.
So they can't tell anybody
That's
else the
right.
tea that you have spilled.
Confidential. Top secret.
How did you come up with this?
I had a little help.
Who? Was it Parker?
No! That would be cute, though,
it would
it?
Be. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's kids logic right there.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, you and Dad came up with it, didn't it?
No. Christopher from Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What tea were
cute.
You spilling?
I didn't spill any tea.
All right, that's fine. All right, so the question and answer section. Aaron asks, either of you coming in, to any of Colleen's upcoming shows? Once this airs, I will have just gone to Las Vegas with her, and that's the last one on my books. But, Mom.
And I will be going, I guess when this airs? After this airs?
Yeah, after this airs, you're going to the East Coast shows.
Yes.
And that's the...
Boston, New Haven, and New York.
Those are the only ones we have planned.
And Glendale.
Oh, and Glendale. I'll be at the Glendale one. That's just
Same.
Obvious. But that's
But the
all.
Rest of the tours, we don't know. We go as needed.
Yeah, and just, you know... Not a lot of notice.
None.
No.
I
went to a lot this month, and I don't
you
think
did.
I'm going to any until way later.
Glendale.
When
or
is that?
Or out of the...
middle of April.
Yes.
Yes, so I'll be going to that one. All right.
But that's not extensive travel.
Emily says, how do you say bagel?
Bagel.
Bagel. People say bagel, apparently.
Bagel.
Bagel? It's a bagel.
Bagel.
And I think that's
bagel.
Right. It's a bagel. Bagel and a schmear. It's a bagel. I don't know why this is...
I don't even know what a schmear is. We've never had a schmear.
It's a Jewish thing, I think.
A schmear?
It's like... It's a. I want to say there's like fish involved. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, fish in a...
Schmear?
We should learn and be more cultured.
We're going to know that for next time.
All right. We'll tell you what a schmear is. You can tell us. Tweet us at podcastATI. All right. Sienna says, what do you think of United Airlines? I think that... They are one of the biggest airline companies, so they can get away with being bad and it'd be okay because people are still going to fly them because they fly to the most places.
Well, I have to say, Dad flies with them a lot when he flies.
Yeah.
And they've been really good to us.
Yeah.
We've been
I think
lucky.
People are more talking about the people. It's been, have you, they killed that dog.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then they also beat, and it's United. And
United.
They also, like, tore that guy off the plane and, like, beat him up.
Mm.
I think that's what people... They've had two huge scandals in the past
yeah.
year. So, I think they just can get away... Not get away with more, but they're also the biggest... One of the biggest airlines, so...
They are.
The bad stuff is bound to us to happen to them the most. If you own
right.
80% of something... They don't own 80%, but if they own 80% and bad stuff happens equally across all 100%, more things are going to happen to them.
True.
But now, I'm not saying that they should kill a dog or beat up people.
No.
Exact. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely not.
My friend and I want to come up with an animal-friendly airline, me and Sammy.
Oh, that'd be great.
Where there's no... So everyone flying has an animal. Yes. Or they're just cool with being around a bunch of animals.
Yes.
There's no middle seat. And the middle seat is just like a rubber pad or whatever that's heat. Everything's heated on the ground. So it's not... Because, you know, the ground is really cold in airplanes. It's heat rises. So, and then you can either put your dog's bed there in that middle seat pad. Mm-hmm. Where there's no middle seat, or you can put the crate there, so they're next to you.
But it has to be buckled down somehow.
Yes, obviously yes. We will have buckles.
I like it.
Yeah, so your dog is right there next to you.
I like it.
And or if you just get on that airline, you don't have an animal, but hey, you get to pet other animals around
That's
you.
That's true.
Unless it's a service dog, do not touch them.
Don't. If their leash is on,
don't even look at them.
Look at them.
Don't.
They are working.
I mean, you can look from afar, but do not distract them.
They can't. It's hard for them to be distracted because they are working.
Yeah, I was watching this guy who has he has an intense stutter. He makes videos. He has a huge stutter. He has a service dog. I don't know. I didn't ask questions. I don't know him. I didn't get to ask questions. But he was out at a restaurant, and this lady across from them started making faces at his dog, and his dog is working. Mm-hmm. It's his service dog at that time when he's at this restaurant. And he's trying to order, and this lady comes and sits next to the dog. She's like, well, I'm not touching him. But she's, like, making faces and calling the dog. She's like, well, I'm not touching him, which is... And this guy has a stutter, so he can't... He's trying to concentrate on ordering from the waiter, but also wants to tell her off, being like, go away.
Yeah.
But it's already hard enough for him to speak in the first place. And I was like, I was watching, and this guy has a great sense of humor. And he always gives, like, little captions above his dog. I love it. But I was like, that's the same. You can't touch the dog because you can't distract the dog.
Right.
Making faces and trying to get the dog's attention is distracting the dog.
Yes, it is.
And this is coming from a huge dogger lover who wants to cuddle every dog I see. I know to refrain from that.
Yes.
If I want to pet a dog, I get my own dog, which I have.
You do.
All right. Georgia says, would you rather be on a cooking show or a fashion show?
Cooking.
Cooking. Same. I would not want to be on a fashion. That is all.
Nope.
I can't cook. I can't do fashion either. But
cooking
is more fun.
Do.
I feel like it's fun because you could have fun. Yes. You have fun. I mean, you could have fun doing fashion.
But other people have fun doing fashion. That's their thing, their jam. They love it.
Yes,
I'm not good at it.
I can barely put clothes on my body.
Exactly.
I could.
We are the same.
Yep. So you're where I get it, Mom.
Yes.
Okay. Abby says, what age did you start and stop homeschooling, and how did you socialize? Well, my mom pulled me out of first grade, and then I went back to school in seventh grade.
Yes.
So that's that. I socialized. I did a lot of sports, and I also hung out with the neighborhood kids. I wasn't friends with the homeschoolers.
No.
Colleen was friends with homeschoolers.
Yeah.
She did a bunch of homeschool. I did a few homeschool groups, like gourd classes and painting.
Yes.
But I really didn't like them. They weren't my cup of tea.
You just didn't connect.
I didn't connect with those kids.
And that
kids.
Was fine. That's why we put you in sports.
I love the neighborhood kids. There was a bunch of kids in my neighborhood, and those were my best friends. They all went to public school. And I think that's...
And Sunday school.
And I didn't go to Sunday school. We didn't go.
Calvary Chapel.
Oh, I went, but I didn't have friends there.
Oh, that's true. I did. We're there. That's a social thing.
Not when you don't talk to anybody.
Well.
I did, but I did sports, mm-hmm. which helped me in group and team things.
Yes.
But I really socialized with neighborhood kids. And I think it helped me balance that, like, there's a homeschool stigma of, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, prairie dresses and American Girl
dolls. Well, they need to stop that because it's not
It's not true. But I think I stayed out of that stigma by interacting so much with public school kids. And I think a balance is good. You should know. You kept me in a good bubble, but I was able to learn things outside that bubble because of there were other kids that were not in that bubble.
No, not that in that were, bubble at
that
all.
That were teaching me things. Doesn't mean I used what they taught me, but I learned. A lot of sports and neighborhood kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christopher and Jessica do a great job of socializing their kids. They have
they've got a lot of issues.
So many groups.
Yes.
It's like, they're always like, well, we have to go to school today. And I'm like, you're homeschooled. And like, no, we do group projects. They do group projects where they meet up with other homeschool kids and they do presentations, which I think is a really good thing because you learn to speak in front of people.
That's right.
All right. Amara says, would you ever go skydiving?
Yes, I would.
I would too, but I'm terrified.
But it would be fun.
It would be. Would you have a heart attack in the air?
No, it would be fun.
Do you want to go skydiving, Mom?
I would do it. It's not something that's on my bucket list, but...
It sounds like you're really for it.
No, I've thought about that before, and I would do it.
What I'm scared of is the landing, because I know that's when you get hurt.
That's, yeah, that would be hard. Well, on my obviously, knees, but
that's when people would get hurt in skydiving. it's just
the parachute doesn't open.
Yeah, well, then the landing would still hurt. No, yeah, people have broken their leg. You're supposed to like bend your legs, and you and I have really bad knees.
Yes, we do. That would hurt. I couldn't get down off a chair. I had to have Dad help me the other day, so I can say I'd love to go skydiving. Because I know I wouldn't be able to.
Yep, there you go. That's true. All right, the last question on here is Love Rhiannon says, are you going to get another dog anytime soon? Me, personally, I will probably get another dog by the end of the year.
Really?
But here's my fear, that I won't love it as much as I love Blaze.
Not true.
Not true?
Not true.
And will I love it just as much? Will they share equal parts of my heart? Because I would hate to have a favorite.
It's like having a child, Rachel.
Were you scared of having a favorite? I know I am your favorite now, but were you scared of that?
No. When you're a mommy to something, you just... It's hard to explain. You love them all. And I don't want to say equally.
In different ways?
In different ways. But you... Oh, they have all of your heart. And how can four people have all of your heart? Well, they do. All right. It's the same with dogs. You're a huge dog.
I'm just so scared I'm going to get a dog and be like, this dog sucks.
No.
My dog is the best. Now I'm just stuck with a second dog. I mean, I know I'm going to love it, but I just have that looming fear because I just don't want that to happen.
It won't happen. It'll be your baby.
All right.
Baby all over again.
Then I guess I should just buckle down and face my fear and get another dog.
Get a Rottweiler.
They don't need rescuing. I need to rescue it. I'm going to get like a 2 or 3 year old pit.
Okay.
Rottweilers are like purebred good dogs that people...
They are amazing.
They are not in shelters that much in L.A.
Right.
Pitbulls are just cluttering up those shelters. Are you going to get another dog, Mom?
Well, I have 2 right now, and I think that's more than enough for me.
I don't think you need to get another dog.
With my 7 chickens and 2 cats.
Yep. Do you have anything else? Another person asked if you'd ever get a hamster.
No, because I don't want to have the hamster smell. I've had hamsters.
Hamster smell. Yeah.
And I'm just... not into that right now in my life. No. This phase of my life.
No. They smell so bad.
Unless you clean the cage every day.
We had hamsters. They were so small.
They were tiny.
And Jenna Marbles, have you seen her hamster? She's got this hamster. Or is it a hamster? Yeah, it's a hamster. I think it's a hamster. It's a big hamster, though.
Really?
It's like the size of my hand.
Okay. That's a big... Oh, okay, that's a big
hamster.
We had
tiny hamsters.
We did have little hamsters.
Like, her hamster's like the size... I guess it's not as big as a guinea pig, but it's like a big hamster.
Hmm.
And I've just always thought hamsters were like kind of like a quarter size.
No.
They're a little bigger than... What are they?
Well, you always saw the baby hamsters in the store.
We got... We had
teddy bear hamsters, little tiny ones.
Is that... See, so they were smaller?
But they're fluffy.
We had fluffy, tiny little hamsters, and they were great for like a week, and then you have to keep cleaning up their poop.
Right.
Ugh. That's...
They should have diapers for hamsters. You have to change that more often. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We've had hamsters. We've had guinea pigs. We've had rabbits. We've had rats. We've had mice. We've had snakes. We've had tarantulas. We've had every type of bird. Dogs, cats, chickens, roosters. Iguana. Anything else?
I didn't hear everything you said. So yes.
I mean, we could go to the bird category, which we've had finches, lovebirds, cockatiels. Did we have a parrot ever?
Yes.
We had a parrot?
Not a parrot.
Okay.
A parakeet.
Oh, a parakeet. That's what I'm getting. That's what it is. It's really weird.
Canary.
Okay. I wasn't around for a lot of the birds. The cockatiel was mine, and then you had finches.
A lot of finches.
Was it a cockatiel or cockatoo?
I don't know.
I think it was a cockatiel.
White and yellow? It was a little one.
Yeah, cockatiel.
Yeah, sure.
We'll go with that. I had a friend in high school who had birds that just flew all over his house.
Oh, my.
And there was just bird poop everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very clean house, but it was a house that existed. All right, well, that was the last question today. It was a shorter podcast, but that's all there is to it. I hope everyone had a very lovely Easter yesterday.
Yes.
I hope it was wonderful. Ours is planning to be here at my mom's.
Yes, we are going to have a blast.
My mom's planning the whole thing. We haven't had a thing here since July.
I know. I'm excited to
have
the whole family here.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I hope so. I mean, the last time we talked about something on the podcast that was the past didn't actually happen, including the Tidge Choice Awards.
Right. No, this is happening.
This is happening.
God willing. This is happening.
She just put her hand up to the sky and just praised Jesus just now. So you all, I wish I could film just you. I might end up just filming just you during podcasts because the hand motions, this is where I get my hand motions is from you. You talk with your hands and as do I.
It's more expressive.
Yeah, you get your point across more.
And sometimes my words don't come out, but my hands will do it.
There are a lot of times when I know exactly what she's saying just by the shape of her little claw. You don't, our hands are never open. They're always, like, in the shape of a claw.
We've got a point. We've got to make it.
All the fingers must point together at one spot. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. If you have any topics or questions for next week, please tweet them at us at podcastATI. You can tag us in a minute as well. Anything you'd like to say, Mom? Any last little diddles?
Is this the outro?
This is the outro.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.